Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So, what's the crack, guys? Get in touch. Let us know. See what's going on. How are you getting on? How you been? Hope you're well. Into the first week of February. So, getting through it. I know it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday and I'm trying to do an episode a week. So I'm getting this one in just in time. I hope. As long as the internet works and I can edit it and get it all done. On a roll. 5 out of 5. That's perfect so far. Yeah, so I'm getting there. Getting there. I don't know what you've been up to this week. Hope you've been well. Weather's been alright. There's been no crazy snowstorm. Well, nothing up here. No crazy snowstorms. No biblical levels of rain coming down, no arcs, no animals and pears, nothing that bad. It's just been pretty standard early February. Dirich Dur Grey. It's been lovely. Yeah, so I've not had a lot going on. Well, I say not a lot, I had the big birthday, but like there's not been a lot happening outside of podcast land, you know what I mean? There's not been much going on in the personal life. But I'll tell you what did happen, which has never happened before, but I think it's something you're bound to do at least once. Charlotte noticed, or brought to my attention, there was a day we were both off in the afternoon. Which means we're going to be doing something. You know, it's just, oh, by the way, we're both off then. So, alright, okay, cool. Let's do something. And there's this new pancake place. Well, it's not called the Pancake Place. There used to actually be a pancake place called the Pancake Place. That's closed now. So this pancake place is called... Yeah, it's called Wild Pancakes. Because you don't know what they're going to do next. They're wild. I don't know, so... we're both off, and... She'd never been, I'd never been, she wants to go, and that means we're going to go at some point. So we went along, and I insisted, no, I'll pay, I'm the man, I'll pay for the food. And we live 10, 15 minutes at the most a walk from Inverness town. You know, that's, despite not drinking or partying or going out very much, that's part of the draw of getting the flat where we are, other than... There was one other option for a flat, but we wanted this one because it was so close to town, because we could just walk in whenever we wanted. Now, which I quite like doing, this little walk. But Charlotte said if we could drive in, she'd pay for the parking. And I was like, all right, that seems fair. I'll drive, you pay for parking. So we drove into town. And all was well. I had my phone. My phone case has got one of those little book... You know, hinges. Maybe not a book, but you open it like a book. And you've got the phone on the right-hand side, and the left-hand side, it's... I don't know, got your ID, got your credit card. Like, a few other wee things that were slotted in there. You know, if you get like a... When we were in Edinburgh, for instance, we got the wee tram in from where we were staying. We got the tram in, so I put my return ticket in there. It's got a little pocket. You keep that sort of thing in it. I've also got, like, a dentist appointment slip. Always good. Got into Inverness, got parked, looked at my phone, that was all fine. We left the car and we walked to the pancake restaurant, cafe place. I got 2 pancakes with maple syrup and bacon, American or Canadian, depending. And Charlotte got a big waffle with powdered sugar, icing sugar, syrup. And I don't think she got bacon. Yeah, all was going splendidly, and then it came time to pay. Oh my Christ, my credit card was missing. Somehow between arriving in the car park and getting to the cafe, my card had gone missing. And I don't have them saved on my phone, you know, I don't use that tap thing. I don't know what it's called, you know, it's like contactless, but you do it through your phone. I don't do that, and... I had to say to Charlotte, I'm sorry, could you please pay for food? Which she understood, because she saw my sort of like, oh, fuck, reaction. But yeah, so she paid for parking, she paid for lunch, and sitting then and there in the B Cafe, I went into my phone app and I cancelled the card and I got a new one ordered and everything. Like, immediately, you know, there's no sort of like, oh, well, somebody finds it and they buy a hot tub or something with my card. Nothing like that. I just opened the app and it was honestly like three clicks and suddenly, okay, you got a card in the way. Your old one is now obsolete. So that was nice. And then just, you know, naturally go back to the car. And there was the fucking card sitting on the wee center console thing by the gear stick. So I had no... Well, I have other means of paying. I do have other debit cards and other credit cards, but I try not to use the other credit cards because that seems like a recipe for trouble. So I was quite pissed off. So I got to go home and cut up the card, which was fun. Yeah. Some paper shredders actually have the option for cards, I remember that, but I don't have a paper shredder, so that was no use. So that was my story there, guys. How fucking riveting was that? Man lost credit card, man was incorrect. But I've got a brand new card, it's got a new photograph on it, which is just lovely. It's the back of Scotland, so you get all these little scenic... Hey, when you're paying for your shopping, why don't you take a look at these stones? Oh, that's lovely. That's just lovely. I've seen photographs on the internet, folk, that get you, like some banks can let you actually pick your own photograph. So some folk get Terry Crews looking stern. I don't know what I would actually get on my card if I could pick. Maybe just myself holding a credit card. And the credit card I'm holding could have a photograph of me holding a credit card. And then, when does it end? So that's me, guys. That's me. I got a new card. Also, the pancake place I went to, very nice. Although, car going past. Price-wise, I say as if I paid for it. I didn't pay for it. No, but like I said, I got the pancakes with bacon and syrup. And I think that was like £11. That was two pancakes you got. So, I don't know. Value for money. I mean, they were tasty, but I'm just a bit tight, that's all. £11? I don't know, it's basically an hour's wage for two pancakes and three rashers of bacon. But I know you got to argue, but they need to rent the space, they need to get the dishwasher, there's a whole lot of overheads, but I don't know. So, yeah, I had pancakes for lunch. Never going out just for pancakes. So I mentioned earlier, I turned, I might have mentioned 30, yeah, I had my birthday on the 1st. That's me 30 years old now, so, shit. And then I was watching, just before recording this, I was having a coffee with Charlotte in the living room, she was watching a bit of Grey's Anatomy. I say she was watching it, I was very much watching it as well, fucking hooked on that drama. Although I would be concerned if doctors were that concerned with the dramas in the hospital, concerned to the patient, relating to the patients, not concerned to the patients, but there's a lot of shit going on in that programme. But one of the jokes in it was the lady says, right, I'm away to the beach. Oh, she doesn't say that. She says she's going to the beach. And her co-worker says, no one over 30 goes to the beach. And I fit into that now. I mean, not go to the beach, but I'm over 30. That's... Oh, okay. Got to start clicking different boxes on these. What age are you in? Oh, I'm 18 to 24, 25 to 13. I'm over that. Yeah, bit of a shock. 30 years, big chunk. That's not me describing. 30 years and a big chunk, that's me. No. 30 years is a big chunk of time. You know, I was born in 1994. 30 years before that was 1964. And when you look at how much changed in that time, just everything. You look, you know, social-wise, the way cars look, the way music sounds, and science, music, like 1964, that's when the Fourth Road Bridge opened. That looks like some sort of fucking Victorian bridge. Yeah. So what's it going to be in another 30 years? Like, what films came out in 1964? I think that was maybe... What James Bond would that have been? Goldfinger? 1964. From Russia with Love? What other film's going in 1964? Italian Job? I don't know. So, what's my point here? 30 years is a long time, you know shit. Disconcerting. It's just, it's a bit of a head spin. Just 30 years. It's like a responsible age. It's like an adult age. You know, fucking hell, when you're younger and you see the news, oh, 30-year-old was fucking killed today. You're like, oh, he was so young. You're like, yeah, that's an adult. That's what happens. People go out and get killed. Yeah. Not a young man anymore. It's just a man. You know, certainly old enough to know better now. You can't be like, ah, he's just young, he doesn't know any better. No, you're 30. You certainly should know better. You should, realistically, you should have like a 12-year-old kid. You know, what the fuck? Yeah, no, I shouldn't. You know, just, yeah. 30. And you might remember I mentioned last week that I received a parcel in the post for my birthday, which I opened, saw who it was from. They had asked my mother for my address, and that was how they got it. But my sister didn't do the same thing. She messaged me after my birthday and asked, do you know your neighbours at 22? I don't live at 22. I live not far, but 22 is a wee bit out of the way. I don't live anywhere near 22. On the street I live in. I'm not going to give you my whole address on this thing, just in case you decide to surprise me. Please don't come round. But no, so she asked, you know who lives at 22? No, I don't. I don't know any of my neighbours. I know them to say hello. I know them to nod at. I know that the guy downstairs watches out of his window quite a lot. But I don't know the neighbours. And yeah, no, I don't know them. Why? Oh, well, they've got your card. What? They've got your birthday card. Why do they have my birthday card? Oh, because I sent it to 22. What the fuck did you send it to 22? You know, you could have asked me for my address. I live in a flat, so it has a number and a letter. It's not just that I live at this number. Yeah. So somebody nearby has a card. I don't know if it was one of these, like, Moonpig ones where you put photographs on it. So for all I know, they've got a card with my face on it now sitting on their mantelpiece as they sit and, I don't know, watch the one show. I don't know if we'll watch it. Yeah, so that's my sister. No card from my sister and nieces because somebody else has it. But yeah, no, I had a lovely birthday. Fortunately, I was working that night, so I got up in the morning and had a little bit of the day, a bit of cake. Stuff like that. opened my cards and some of the presents that I got, and then sounds like an old man. Yeah, I'm 30 now, but I had a fucking fantastic nap. Usually before night shift, I'll get up in the morning, fart about for a bit, and then go back to bed about, say, 1:30 or 2, and try to get a few hours, but I don't. I never do. That's why I go so early. So I just sort of lie there in the dark and roll about and stuff like that. Yeah, rotate like a pig on a spit. No, I just stay awake for a while and then the alarm goes off and I'm never sure if I actually slept or not. But on my birthday, I went straight back to bed and I slept soundly, like I'm talking deep sleep. I was dreaming. Yeah, probably slept. And then went to work and the fucking lovely had all chipped in, got me a card and a few presents and things. And oh, they got a food delivery to work. We got a Chinese. And they paid for my dinner as well, so that was absolutely lovely. And even though I was at work, it wasn't a horrible experience. Like, if anyone ever asks me, you know, what did you do for your 30th? I was working. I was in charge of a horrendous city. But I got a Chinese, and my co-workers spoiled me. They got me a Twin Peaks colouring book and a few other gifts. Also, just how crazy is Amazon.com? You know, this episode brought to you by Amazon. We're crazy. No, the one of the presents I got was a fondue pot with, you know, like little metal spears. I don't know what you'd fucking call them. Things they stick your food on. The hell would you call them? Prongs? Forks? Yeah, anyway, because the day before, I just mentioned to my supervisor, you know, I've never had a fondue. I've never tried that. I've never had a chocolate one. I've never had a cheese one. Never had a fondue. And then next day, here you go. Here's a fondue pot I bought online. Just arrived. Incredible. We're living in the future, guys. We're living 30 years from 1994. That's 60 years from 1964. That's the same year Muhammad Ali became heavyweight champion of the world. 60 years ago. Yeah, so, and then, yeah, they brought some snacks and stuff with some fizzy juice. That was a nice night. And then, so that was a few days ago. Last night, Charlotte got us an Indian takeaway. It's been a lot of flavoured rice around my birthday. No, so we had my birthday dinner in the flat last night. And then just watched some... Oh, that's still sort of my birthday, so I chose what to watch. I watched Smallville. Did I talk about that last week? I hope I did, because I've just discovered it at this age. And it fills the X-Files void. Yes, yeah, so that was my birthday. But so the next thing is, where am I going to be in the next 30 years? Am I still going to be in this flat? Probably not. Yeah, I don't know. Try not to think too deep. Try not to get too thoughtful and freaked out and stuff like that. You should let me know if you're over 30. How did you celebrate your 30th? What did you do? Where did you go? Where were you? You know, because that was something some of the co-workers were telling me. They, you know, some of them were a bit older. Not too much older, weirdly, now, because I'm getting closer to... I mean, I'm not close, but closer to retirement age. So it's not like when you're 18 and you join the workforce and you're working with folk that are, you know, older than your parents in some cases. Now I'm getting closer to... Like, I'm closer in age to them. Like, I'm... Yeah, oh, God. I'm getting old, guys. Yeah. Some of them would come over and say, oh, my 30th, I did this. Or I can't even remember my 30th because they had such a party. Yeah, it's very strange because it was my 18th. It was 12 years ago. And I remember my 18th. I'd say vividly, to a point. Went to the Claymore in Grantown, the wee pub in the high street. My friend Jamie might be listening. Hello, Jamie. Bought me my first pint. My first legal pint, because naturally, we've been out drinking since I was 15. You see, there's more than one pub in Grantown, and we used to go to the smaller one before that. So when I was 15, you go out and get pushed if you had the money. And the effort we would go to, I had a t-shirt I'd acquired from some local distillery, which the staff would wear, and sometimes I'd put that on and go out, and it was like a... It's like a black polo neck with the logo, but it said staff on it, so I'd put that on sometimes. Go out. So yeah, we'd been drinking for maybe 2 or 3 years before I turned 18, but then actually 18, go out to the pub. That's the only time I've been in a pub with my mum and my dad. They came up and then probably didn't even drink. Just watched me take a sip of that one and then, right, we're off. And then just, what was it? Kieran bought me a thing called a jelly bean, which I didn't actually drink because I think it was every white spirit behind the bar mixed with blackcurrant or something. It looked disgusting. And then, well, I won't name names, but at the end of the night when the pub had closed, thoroughly pished, one of the boys, his... Well, everyone, they ran out of drugs, and one of the boys, his mum's boyfriend, had hash back at his house. So they decided to go and get it, but he kept it in his bedroom. The mum's boyfriend kept it in his bedroom in a wee tobacco tin. And I don't know. We all went up to this guy's house, and we knew he was in the bed. So the guy, the friend, his mom's boyfriend, it was sort of army crawled into the bedroom. This guy's sleeping, and snuck around, and he got the wee tobacco tin with the little shit bar and whatever it was. And then the unfortunate thing is that this wee guy in the group, he was sort of the wasn't very well regarded, so he didn't help himself at the same time. I think one of the guys, I don't remember exactly what happened, but they sort of picked him up in a very, you know, very straight way, threw him onto his bed as like a, you know, just, hey, fuck you, just threw him onto it, and they fucking, the bed just broke. It's not that funny when you tell the story out loud. It's not that funny when you tell the story out loud, but in you know, in memory and hindsight, it was funny. And he had just qualified as a lifeguard, I remember, at the sports centre up by the school. So when we were walking up from the pub to this guy's house at the top of the town, we just got past the, not War Memorial, there was this big fucking, I don't know what it was, a big phallic shaped statue thing stuck up in the square. We're walking up and the police pull up beside us. Where are you going, lads? Just sort of 5 18-year-olds, 2 a.m, wandering up the street. And the wee guy just qualified. No, don't worry. Sound, I'm a lifeguard. That's 12 years ago. It's concerning. So I don't know if you remember your 18th. What did you get up to? Where were you? What did you do? And then for my 21st, I was in Edinburgh with Charlotte. We went down for a few nights and had a nice dinner, wandered about. She got me a tour. No, she didn't get me a tour. We were on a tour of like the old underground Edinburgh. Yeah, fucking hell, it was 9 years ago. I remember that. Got the train down. I remember watching Bewitched at her parents' house before we went to get the train. And then she got me a... No, I've still got in the bookcase. She gave me a lovely big H.G. Wells boot. That was 9 years ago. Yeah, birthdays. These pillars of time in our lives. You can remember things. Because when I was 9, that was when I got a video player. And I watched The Simpsons on that birthday. I remember that. I watched it with my sister. She would have been 7 at the time. And the video, that was called Simpsons Too Hot for TV. And it was amazing, because I had a tiny, tiny wee TV in my room that, you know, compared to TVs these days, no, it was just a tiny wee TV, and I'd play the PlayStation on it and stuff like that, and I can remember my mum and dad being like, okay, so we got you this, and it was wrapped up, it was a big present, it was a big, big box, but it was quite thin. I was like, what could this be? You know, is it rollerblades or something? Because it almost looked like a shoebox, but longer than a shoebox, and then just opening it and lifting the top off, the way it slotted up in this big silver box, and still having no idea, what is this? Put my fingers down the side and lifting it up, and then, you know, face to face, it's a video player. Yeah. Nostalgia. Yeah, and then, God, to show my age, so I got some money for my birthday. And we went to Elgin not too long after that, and they had a Woolworths in Elgin, which is a store now long gone. Like Tears in the Rain, or Farts in the Wind. Yeah, it's a store long gone. I bought a video called Jimmy Neutron, which I'd never heard of. But it caught my attention. I remember the video box was a bit different. It didn't pop. It wasn't plastic. It was like a sort of very thick cardboard. Sounds cheap. It was very cool looking, the video box. It slotted and came with like a free frisbee. like a material frisbee with a metal rim that you could sort of fold up and go back in the video box. So yeah, I used to just watch The Simpsons and Jimmy Neutron over and over again because I didn't have any other videos. Then I think, no, I did have other videos because I had the Batman movie, the one with Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Yeah, I used to watch them a lot. I didn't have a TV signal in my room, you know, for me. Lucky for me, I probably wouldn't have slept, so I can only watch videos. And yeah, so when I was 9th birthday, video player. Yeah, I don't know if you remember any big birthdays you had, or what gifts you got at different birthdays. But that video player, that was, I mean, obviously I liked films before that, but that was a big deal for me at that age, having, not having to wait for the living room TV to be free. You know, I could stay up and watch whatever films I wanted. I don't know what happened to that one, because I do have a video player now, probably in the attic, but that's a wee Tesco one that I bought towards the end of videos. I remember my friend Daniel, his TV in his room actually had the video player built into the bottom. That was cool. And my parents now, they don't have a video, who, no one has a video player. They don't even have a DVD player in the living room. They have a smart TV. They don't even have anything plugged into it. Like I use the Xbox for all the YouTube and Amazon and fucking everything. But my parents' TV, you turn it on. Yeah, you kiss his neck. No, you turn it on and everything's on there. It's all in the TV. But then the weird thing is you get adverts on that menu. So you can just, I don't like it. The TV we've got here is the one they had in the living room before they got a new TV. So it became ITV back when they lived there. So this TV's coming on to probably 15, 20 years old. Still a flat screen thing. But it's not a smart TV. It doesn't connect to the Wi-Fi or anything, which I quite like because it means it's not shoving adverts down my throat and things like that. My parents, they don't have a DVD player. My wee nieces, when they stay over, they've got my old room. As soon as I moved out, honestly, within a week, that room was painted and done up and princessed up, you know, turned into a room for two wee girls. There's a wee TV in that room for them, and there's a DVD player built into that, so if my mum or dad wants to want to watch a DVD, they just go and sit in the wee princess room and watch it on this tiny wee screen. But no, there's no DVD players. Very strange. Just the idea, physical media going. I mean, I've spoken about that not too long ago, but the dangers of physical media. Which was funny because I was actually reading, how everything's connected, I was reading about the film 28 Days Later. There was a sequel to that called 28 Weeks Later. Now, naturally, they're making a sequel apparently because called 28 Months Later. But then somebody put a post on this film forum that I read sometimes saying, where can I find a copy of 28 Days Later? Because the DVD rights changed and they didn't reprint it. And due to some other rights things, it's not on streaming. So unless you want to pirate it, you can't see the film. Because people don't have enough physical media. Pat myself in the back, I do. It's in the attic. I've got the DVD of that. So buy DVDs, folks. I think that's the point here. Keep physical media. Because you never know when it's going to go away. Right, guys. Sorry I didn't have more to talk about. I just sort of had the pancakes and the credit card to talk about. And birthdays, Jesus. No big party. No big blowout 30th birthday party. You know, I think in a few weeks, the way my shifts go, I'm off on a weekend. So I'm going to go back through to Grantown. And it's not a birthday party by any means, but just a few of my friends are going to get together. We're going to play cards, which is something we do maybe two or three times a year. That's a party now. Just going and sitting down with friends and having a quiet night. Just laughing and talking and playing cards. But you got to play cards. You can't just go and sit down together and chat. I mean, you know, why are we fucking babysitters cracking open a bottle of wine? No way. No way. The same reason we go fishing, you know. We're just going to go and stand together for hours without fish. It'd be weird. So yeah, but no listener mail to read this week. Nothing came in. I've had two downloads from Israel. Thank you for listening over there, guys. Jesus, stay out of trouble. So if you... if you want to send anything, send me any of your birthday memories. Do you have any ones that stand out in particular? Did you ever get a video player? Did you ever have a special gift? Do you have anything of note? What was your 18th? What was your 30th? What was your 50th? What was your biggest one? What was your worst one? Your funniest one? But right, gang, I'll wrap that up. As always, thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch, all the social stuff, it's all on www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. All the links are on there. And Once again, thank you, Blackmill, for the theme tune, and Cora for the logo. Hope you're well out there, guys. Now, as I always say, take care of yourself. Be good to each other. Alright? Look after yourself. Don't take any shit. Just be good. Alright, I'll speak to you next time, guys. Bye for now.